Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for this December 10th episode. But before we get to those uniforms of the great players that did some great events and had some awards given to them on this day of December 10th, let's talk about our newsletter. Our newsletter is available each and every day, 6:30 a.m. Eastern, 7 days a week, 365 a year, telling you everything that's going on to Pigpen, everything on Pigskin Dispatch, everything on Jersey Dispatch, both podcasts and our audio drama, Orville Mulligan, a sports writer, all coming to you each and every day in the newsletter, as well as many items that come from sportshistorynetwork.com. So easy to sign up. Go to the show notes of this very podcast or at the top of the page of Pigskin Dispatch or Jersey Dispatch to get your free sign up for the emails, and you'll have it tomorrow morning, 6:30 a.m. Now, the uniform numbers for December 10th we'll talk about are the numbers 18, 98, 20, 21, 19, 7, 2, and 8. We'll start off December 10th, 1922, and the Canton Bulldogs player number 18, Pete Henry, who was a tackle and one of the largest men in football at the time, made the longest known National Football League drop-kicked field goal when he hit one from 45 yards out. December 10th, 1940, the 1941 NFL draft, and Tom Herman, number 98 from the University of Michigan, was the first round draft pick and the first overall pick by the Chicago Bears. On the 10th of December, 1961, the Houston Oilers utility back, number 20, Billy Cannon, gained his AFL record 373 yards combined, rushing and receiving, in a 48-21 victory over the New York Titans at the Polo Grounds in New York City. 1986, on the 10th of December, Atlanta Hawks phenom, number 21, Dominique Wilkins, dropped 57 points on the Chicago Bulls, and what a spectacular player Dominique Wilkins was. Very graceful, and could dunk and dribble like the best of them. December 10th, 1992, well, the National Hockey League awarded franchises to Miami and Anaheim for the 1994-95 season. Of course, those end up becoming the Florida Panthers and Anaheim Ducks. December 10th, 1994, the 60th Heisman Trophy Award was won by Colorado running back number 19, Rashawn Salaam. Another Heisman Trophy, December 10th, 2001, it was the 67th edition of the trophy, was given out to Nebraska quarterback number 7, Eric Crouch. And what a great season he had in that 2001 season. Just spectacular play by Mr. Crouch. 2005, December 10th, the 71st Heisman Trophy Award was won by USC running back number 5, Reggie Bush, who had a spectacular season, but later on he had to forfeit that trophy due to some violations of NCAA rules. December 10th, 2012, the 78th Heisman Trophy Award was won by Texas A&M quarterback number 2, Johnny Manziel. He was the first freshman to have ever won the Heisman Award. And finally, another Heisman Trophy wraps up our day. December 10th, 2016, the 82nd trophy was won by Louisville Cardinals quarterback number 8, Lamar Jackson, and he is the youngest player to have ever won the award at 19 years of age. So we have the first freshman to win, Manziel, and 4 years later, the youngest player in Jackson winning it. Both great quarterbacks at the collegiate level in their own right. Of course, Lamar Jackson is doing some great things in the National Football League as well. So that is your sports history for today, your sports break for December 10th. So glad that you could join us here with some great news and information, a lot of Heisman Awards and performances by players such as Dominique Wilkins. Spectacular day, and I hope you join us each and every day for more great sports history. If you're in the meantime, if you want to have some hankering for some more great sports history, you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com. There's 30 plus podcasters just bringing some great information on sports history. It's always relevant, always good stuff. It's evergreen. I think you'll really like it. Thousands of hours of downloads there. And you can also go to Pigskin Dispatch for more football and Jersey Dispatch, the home website of the very podcast you were listening to. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day.
To mention that we have a great contest coming out for you that join up with our newsletter and participate in it by reading it and opening up and clicking. We'll be monitoring that. And that some folks that do that, we'll be awarding some special prizes that, we have coming out. And some of it may be some editions of a great book that you can get in hardcover right now, great for a Christmas present. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Walmart. And that is Spies on the Sidelines, The High-Stake World of NFL Espionage by Kevin Bryant. Kevin, we would love to have you buy his book, but we're also going to be giving away two ebooks here by the middle of December by folks that are looking at our newsletter. So make sure you take advantage of those opportunities.
This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.